Talk to me about what you think this means for Black Twitter now that Elon Musk has taken over the platform.
Well, you know, I guess we'll wait to see because we kind of don't even know if Elon Musk will really purchase Twitter.
I mean,
and I think like when we're talking about like Twitter and social media in general, we have to remember that it's not just like Black people are cool and that's why they run Twitter. Like,
yeah.
You know, first of all, like Black people hold 3 of the 9 patents that created the personal computer and the cell phone. And so like our intellectual property is what drives these, you know, devices and the phenomenon of cultural media. And I don't think that Elon Musk can stop that because he needs those Black voices. Twitter knows it. Twitter hires
Black. What is Black Twitter without us?
Right. Yeah. And they hire Black creatives to kind of drive it toward our content. So they know that the valuation of their company, because, you know, we can get into a conversation about how the valuation of all these companies is just some imaginary numbers.
Worth $3 million,
But if it is worth something, then it is because of Black Twitter or the Black voices that drive social media.
Yeah. And, you know, there are other communities on Twitter also, like the trans community on Twitter, the Latino community on Twitter. A lot of different communities on Twitter try to, you know, create movements there.